And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you fan Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
All the way from Worcester. Fights and fires. Listen to Desiro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
There was a band called Fights and Fires and a track called Blanquette's Avenue, Tony.
Right.
We'll talk about Blanquette's in a second. First of all, what I'd like to know, what is Fights and Fires' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Fights and Fires?
It is indeed. It's Tony Warren, Paulie Beagle, and Internet Neil. You can find out more about this exciting punk band from Worcester, Tony, via that page.
Okay.
And hopefully we'll play something else by them in the future. Blanquettes, Tony. I reckon that's where we get the word blankets from.
It would sound familiar, wouldn't it?
It'd make sense, wouldn't it? And who? Which famous celebrity called their child Blanket?
Oh.
Was it Woody Allen? Was it Woody Allen?
Wasn't he Michael Jackson?
Was it Michael Jackson? He might. Yeah, well, I think. Well, they're both very similar.
I see you thinking. I see you checking.
They're both white. Both white and Jewish.
Right.
Was it Michael Jackson?
I think it was, yeah.
Blanket. So what? Oh, that's right. No, Woody Allen married his daughter.
He did,
right.
Yes. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Michael Jackson just nearly dropped one out of a window.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I think
but
I think
you see, the irony of that was, if there'd been fair warning that he was going to drop his child out of the window, people might have been holding a blanket at the bar to catch the child in. That's what it was. Michael Jackson called his kid Blanket. And the only reason I think we both know that is because we watched South Park, probably.
Probably. Yeah, rings a bell.
So there you go. We've squared the circle. Fights and Fights, thanks very much. They sent that through Directo. And thank you very much, Fights and Fights, for doing that. In fact, let me just check some. Oh, no. Because I did get an email from someone this week that we are playing later on in the show that I will read out about the song they sent us and all that. So wow, we'll do that later on. I've just looked, that is a long way down. The reason you're in the dark about this is because I forgot to send you the show notes, so you don't know what's coming up at all, do you?
I'm just like the listeners. I have no idea. Well,
Tony, you're not just like the listeners.
Oh, okay.
They're far superior to us.
I'm just enjoying the show.
Hey, it gives you the option to. It gives you the chance to, for once.
Yeah, there you go.
Rather than knowing the tragedy that follows. anyway, look, in this bit, we normally do a joke or a poem, but we haven't had any. If you got a joke or a poem, well, we've got a poem, but we're saving it. I told you that last week. If you got a poem for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email Poetry Corner. If you've got a joke for me, do the same thing, but title the email Comedy Suburbs. There we go. Right, now, Tony, I'm getting straight on with track two.
Okay.
Right. Now, this is The Vickers. Now, you could be mistaken for thinking this might have been from The Vaults, but it's not. We haven't played this track before. And the reason we're playing it this week, even though The Vickers, I don't believe, are going at the moment, I did interview The Vickers nearly 10 years ago, Tom.
Did you?
It seems incredible that it was that long, yeah. Yeah, it was when I met PJ from Dirty Water to start with. And Dirty Water have started doing a kind of looking back at their back catalogue and offering up free downloads from the past. And that's what they're doing with this. The Vickers' first single, which was called Don't Try to Tell Me. We have got the B-side as well, but we're playing Don't Try to Tell Me this week. This is available as a free download from Dirty Water Records, but I haven't got their website to hand. You don't know it off by heart, do you?
No, I don't.
Type in Dirty Water Records to Google and you'll find it. I do, however, have The Vickers' Facebook page, which is still live, but there's not been a lot on it in a while. You find out about them on there. Tony, what is The Vickers' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheVickers.
Facebook.com/TheVickers-13999511268467. And why is that, Tony?
That's a default URL.
That's a default URL. But in their defence, they did set that page up a long time ago.
True.
When we weren't thinking about default URLs, and we certainly weren't reminding bands how easy it was to put in a default URL, even though I don't think I know how to do it.
I think it's far easier these days than it was. So yeah, certainly 10 years ago it was much more difficult.
Yeah, mind you, over 10 years ago there was a monkey cycling next to my keyboard to keep it going.
Over 10 years ago it was all about MySpace,
mate.
I watched a video 10 years ago, alcohol video on stage, and it's all MySpace, nothing about Facebook. Yeah. We just talk about our MySpace page. Different age.
This is probably 8 years ago,
right?
Because I think that was Facebook already involved by then,
right?
I'm pretty sure we were post MySpace, so it was maybe it was 2009, Tony.
That'll be okay. Could be.
Anyway, absolutely brilliant band. We talked about their history several years ago. We're not going to bring it up again now. Something tragic happened to the Vickers. The Vickers. But it didn't stop them being brilliant. They are brilliant. We're going to prove it right now. Paulie Internet 1, Tony 1. This is Don't Try To... Oh, and I should mention, they were lads from East Anglia, Tony.
Okay.
Very unlikely place for what you're about to hear. This is Don't Try To Tell Me. We'll be right back. You're listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Great band, the Vickers. Saw them live as well. They're fantastic. Really, really good. I'll say much missed because I haven't heard anything about them for a year or two, so I suspect that they're not active right now. But you never know. We might see them again.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, that's a free download from somewhere or other.
Right.
That's good, isn't it?
So
quite a dirty water record, too. Are brilliant.
Yeah.
In fact, I would say the big three garage punk labels that we regularly feature on the show are all on this week. We've got all three of them.
Okay, good.
It's marvellous. You got any Facebook for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
For it.
So if you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like the page, leave us a comment, do get in touch. Comments rather than messages. Messages may get answered eventually, but comments get seen quite quickly. So we've had a few this week. Thanks for getting in touch. Robert Kitchen's been in touch. It's been a long time since
we've
been
Robert. Hello, Robert.
Just heard your call for iTunes reviews, so I'll have to leave you this comment instead. Last time I tried to leave a review, 5 stars of course, I couldn't because I'd left one a few years before. So I deleted that one and posted another. That somehow sent you down the charts. If this is getting too much for Paul to explain, Tony can take over any time. We don't know, Robert. So I have decided to try rating the other 5-star reviews as helpful. So you can actually go through other reviews and say, you can say yes or no to find them helpful. And I was trying that. Let's see if it works. Anything can
help. Well, I think what he's trying to do is shut the door after the horse has bolted.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Anyway, Robert, thank you for trying.
Thank you very much.
That's brilliant. And the rest of you, obviously, feel free to do that as well. You managed to get two features into one with that comment, huh?
That's good, isn't it? Nothing more than efficient.
You are very efficient.
The other Paul B's been in touch.
Hello. Why, Frankie Boyle.
Yeah, Frankie Boyle. Well, Paul Boyle. Hello, P. Oni, Pony. Short for Paul and Tony, but long for Paul
Pony.
And Tony. If I could explain
cheers, mate.
Yeah. Still enjoying Punky as much as ever, but I seem to be falling further behind as you compete with the other things that demand my attention, like other podcasts, my band, music in general, and my family.
Other podcasts?
I know. What
can you mean?
Yeah.
He's so, banned, fair enough, though.
I know. It might leave us the odd theme tune, but you know. He's got to stick in there. So I've just listened to the Christmas 2016 shows.
Yeah, he is behind.
He really is. Thus the reason for this message. I know you've mentioned Wonk Unit more than a bit over the years, but after you played We Are the England, I thought I should properly pay attention. So £47.94 later, I am the proud owner of 6 Wonk Unit albums via iTunes.
Brilliant.
It's all quality stuff, and therefore congratulations to you both for banging on about them long enough for me to eventually pay attention. Keep up the good work.
There's other stuff that's free on their website as well.
Yeah, wonkunit.com, I think you can.
There's stuff, there's outtakes and singles and things that didn't make the albums that Alex put up free as well, because he's so brilliant with his fans, and some of it's really good. Quite a lot of it we cannot play on this show.
No.
And that's saying something.
Keep up the good work, Paul, the other one. And he says, PS, I like to make my metadata on iTunes as accurate as possible. Anyone that says OCD is welcome to come and find me. So can you possibly tell me who actually writes the Wonk Unit songs, as info on the internet is pretty scarce? I did bring Alex into the conversation, and he did confirm that Alex writes the songs.
Yeah.
If you go to Wonk Unit gig, that would be very apparent.
The Mighty Cougar, Daddy Wonk, he writes the theme tune.
Yeah.
Sings the theme tune.
He does.
He's a very talented man, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Check them out. You cannot fail with downloading at least one or two Wonk Unit albums. Nervous Racehorse my favourite, but anyway.
Is it? Is Nervous Racehorse your favourite? Because I can't really get much beyond Flying the Japanese Flag. It's an absolute classic.
Right. I don't
because
know.
The thing was that Flying the Japanese Flag was a bit of a compilation, wasn't it?
It was. It's a bit old. It's got old, like really old stuff, and they changed quite a lot. It's like 20 odd tracks, wasn't it?
It's quite brilliant.
Nervous Racehorse, just as a whole, I think it's a good album.
It is an excellent album, Nervous Racehorse. Excellent album. Mr. Splashy, the latest one's brilliant as well.
It is.
They do Little Rock Trolleys, thank you. A classic. And that's got another disturbing cover.
Right.
Isn't that the one of Alex coming out of a lift in too much makeup and crazy
song. Oh, it could, yeah, I think it is, yeah.
It's brilliant. He's a very interesting guy.
One last comment. Anne Kay's been in touch.
Hello, Anne Kay. Anne Kay is our favourite listener in the Carolinas.
Anne's been listening a long time.
She has. Hi, I think she's been listening longer than we've been making it.
I think she's back from Podcast Alley days.
May well be.
I seem to remember used to get reviews from votes back then from Anne Kay back in the day.
I drink way too much to be able to know that sort of thing.
Right. Okay. She says, hi there, Paul and Tony. Reaching out once again from Punky Past. Feb, to be specific. Love the Venomous Pinks. I found them on iTunes and got both of their EPs. Cheers. You did respond saying thank you. That must be why your recent posts have been a bit sweary.
She has been a bit sweary of late, I have noticed.
Has she?
She's been getting proper aggro.
Wow.
Because you know that hurricanes occasionally hit the edge of the Carolinas, don't they? They hit the coast.
Right, okay.
It's about as far as they get, really. And she's been a one-woman typhoon out there. I think she's been getting right aggro.
Oh, blimey.
Very entertaining. She's also helped to explain why I've only got 5 Venomous Pinks tracks. It's because it must be one of the EPs and why I didn't have an album.
Ah.
Yeah.
There you go.
I did reply, didn't you? Yeah, we said that.
Yes.
So is that it, Facebook?
That's it for Facebook.
That concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
2 tracks in a row now, Tony.
All right.
Stay tuned and listen out for a band called The Cavemen that we played quite a lot in the last year or two on the show, who have a new EP, 3-track single, whatever you want to call it, out, and we're going to be playing the track a bit in just a minute. But first up, how about this, Tony?
Mm-hmm.
The Venomous Pinks.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
It would. It'd fit in with Anne. And you know what? Since she's bought the EPs, why not give her a track she's already got, so she can't spend any more money because she's already got it?
Exactly.
I'm always thinking of the listener, Tony. Absolutely brilliant band, the Venomous Pinks. Phoenix girl punk, Tony. Phoenix, great place for bands right now. Somewhere we need to be. You've been. I haven't. But I want to go.
Okay.
I have my reasons for going to Phoenix are legion, Tony.
Right.
But never mind about that right now.
Okay.
This is from one of the Venomous Pinks EPs. It's got 5 tracks on it. I now understand. Well, I know, Tony. What is the Venomous Pinks website?
TheVenomousPinks.com.
It is. Tony 2, Paulie B Internet 1, Nightmare.
bled like a shot fox.
Listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Caveman, a track called Dog on a Chain, which is on their new EP / three-track single, whatever you want to call it. Anyway, and that has come... Who's that come by? Now, that has come by Slovenly, and I'm pretty sure The Cavemen were on Dirty War before that.
All right.
Anyway, don't know, but bands do move around, those two, and Voodoo Rhythm, the band I said were also on the show, but in fact aren't, they're on next week, so I made a mistake there. But bands do seem to hop between those three labels a little bit, Tone.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all right, though. It's all good. We love them all. Yet another great track from The Caveman, a band I would very much like to see live, all the way from New Zealand, Tony.
Hmm.
What is The Cavemen's Bandcamp page?
Hmm. Thecavemennz.bandcamp.com?
I can't give you the point, Tony, because you said NZ.
Yeah.
You meant NZ. Do you want to say it again with NZ?
Is it thecavemennz.bandcamp.com?
It is, Tony. It's NZ. What on earth are you thinking?
I don't know. It just felt like more poetic in my head.
How can American be more poetic than English?
Well, because I said N, because I knew something was going to follow it. I thought NZ flows nicer into .bandcamp, and NZ sounds very much like a stop.
You can just lose it.
That was just the stuff in my head.
Lose the Z.
I have to put up with this kind of shit all the time. You don't know what goes on in my head. That's how I think.
Oh, right, sorry. I thought you meant you had to put up with this kind of shit, meaning me having a go at you.
Oh, no.
I did give you a clue there when I said the cavemen's...
Mm.
Page, but anyway, but you knew it anyway, except you called it NZ. I am appalled. I'm appalled, actually.
Yeah.
I am appalled. Yeah, so the cavemennz.bandcamp.com. What's that, 2-2, isn't it?
Yes.
Is it?
Or is it 3-1?
No, it's 3-1. It's Tony 3, probably the Internet 1. Mm. After recent weeks, Tony, must be nice to be in the lead.
Yes.
Now, normally, before we start recording, I ask you how your day's been, but I completely forgot, Tony. I'm so tired. We'll talk about me in a minute. Mm. How's everything been? What have you been up to?
I've just been watching the garden again. I spent all weekend putting the edge in on the lawn, because we're having some planters built and we're having it gravelled, but we've still got the grass, so I've had to dig an edge around the lawn and put in some aluminium edging. And then I had to dig up the other side, because obviously near the hedge, and do it the same thing again. And it just took all weekend, and I'm knackered. I'm not used to manual labour. I mean, I can do a bit of tiling, but the actual shoveling and things like that, no, I'm very, very tired today. That's pretty much it. I've been working and then working in the garden.
Well, I've just remembered why I don't normally ask you how it's going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've got some interesting things written down here, Tony. I've got passport, weather, Eurovision, kit and blood. What do you want first?
Passport.
Right, passport. So, as you may be aware, I have to renew my passport. I think I talked about this, didn't I? I have to renew my passport before I go to Oslo in June, and I've been waiting for my hairdresser to finally be open so I could get my hair cut. And I eventually gave up on her after she said she'd cut it last Wednesday and then wasn't there. And then last Thursday, she said she'd be there at 5 o'clock. I'm sitting there at 5 o'clock. She ain't there. I get home and said, where are you? She goes, oh, sorry, I've got late. I go, right, that's it. It's over. Between right. you and me. Over. I'm getting my hair cut somewhere else. No more, Tony. No
Is
more.
The same hairdresser that sends you pictures of her vagina?
One picture.
Right, okay, I'm sorry.
I'm not going to miss that
That's
either.
That's my mistake.
It was a diseased cyst on the side of it.
Right.
I don't need that.
No.
So, anyway, so I basically retired her, Tony. I put her out to grass.
Okay.
And I went round the corner to a gents hairdressing salon called The Cutter on Nottingham Road, which I love it because it makes me think of Echo and the Bunnymen and their brilliant song The Cutter, which led to me pulling out the Echo and the Bunnymen album Porcupine and listening to it on my record player that I got the other week. What a brilliant album. It opens up with The Cutter, follows up with The Back of Love, and it never lets up. A tremendous album, Tony.
Excellent.
Tremendous. So that's so. Anyway, so I got my haircut around the corner in double quick time, £1.50 cheaper than she used to charge me for not showing up. And so then that leads on to the weather. So on Friday, after I got my haircut, I better go and get passport photos. So I walked to my local post office, went in, said, "You got any passport application forms?" They went, "No, you got to go to the one in Hyson Green." I went, "It's all right, it's a nice day." So I had a walk down to Hyson Green, got to the point of no return, whereby it was too late to go back and get an umbrella, and the heavens opened like I could not believe. It was like Après-moi le deluge. I thought Noah was going to sail past. It was amazing. Got absolutely properly drenched. Sodden, Tony. I got sodden.
It did pop a rain.
By the time I got to the post office in Hyson Green, it was nearly time for them to shut. Fortunately, I was there in time. So, and I looked in my pocket, I got the requisite fiver to get my passport photos done, looked in the mirror, and said, oh, Jesus Christ. So, I had to dry my hair with my own clothes.
Wow.
Right? As best I could, right? So, I looked like a drowned rat in my passport photo. That's going to be great, isn't it? So, anyway, look, I'll talk about my passport, getting my passport next week, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. So anyway, once I'd done that, I went out again thinking, oh, the rain should have let up by now. No, it got worse. I managed to run to the Forest tram stop and managed to get on there. As I'm waiting at the tram stop, it's chucking down the rain. And this bloke in a wheelchair kind of wheels himself up. Got no legs, Tony. Probably no legs. Not one of these lazy ones. He's got no legs, right?
Hmm.
And wheels himself up. And he's drenched. And I'm absolutely drenched. And he looks up at me and I look down at him. And we both give each other a wry sort of resigned smiles, and he just looks back at me and goes, "It's a great equaliser, isn't it, the weather?" I went, "Yeah, it is, mate." Anyway, we get on the tram and that, and I go three stops and I get off at the Shipston Street to go to the Lion. Walks into the Lion, still drenched. Everyone else in the pub's completely dry because they're in the pub. And I'm just soaking, I'm squelching into the pub, right? And I walk up to the bar, the barman's there. And he says, "Oh, hi there, what can I get you?" And I said, "A towel, please." And he said, "Oh, we haven't got any."
Oh.
And handed me some kitchen roll.
Yeah.
He's like, that's the thing, isn't it? Pubs have got rid of their beer towels because they're unhygienic or some rubbish, probably to save money on washing and laundry and that. But I want pubs to have beer towels back, man. I love them. They come in handy when you've been in, like, a storm.
Hmm. No one's got any
towels.
That's
it. I might have to carry on the other two bits in the second half. I feel okay. I've talked a bit too long about the passport and the weather. I'll save Eurovision and Kit and Blood for the second half, Tony.
That's a good plan.
All right. Let's play something from the vault, shall we?
Yep.
Or is it from the vault? Mad Marge and the Stonecutters brought out a brilliant album about 10 years ago, Tony. They sent it to us. Or rather, they didn't. Their label did.
Hmm.
And what a brilliant album. I'd forgotten how good it was. We played something by them a couple of years ago, I think. They are still going. And you can find out more about Mad Marge and the Stonecutters via their Facebook page, which is...
Facebook.com/Mad Marge and the Stonecutters.
You are very confident this week, Tony. That is right. Facebook.com/Mad Marge and the Stonecutters. Making it the halfway stage, Tony, for Paulie B and the Internet One. This is some rather magical lady-fronted psychobilly. You're brilliant. This is Gravest Sin. You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Mad Marge.
Mad Marge.
Absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Very nearly got a chance to see them when I was in Los Angeles a few years ago, but managed to get my dates wrong.
Right.
It's not like me, is it? If you really enjoyed that, we might play another track. Let us know.
Cool.
We've only got that album. I can't remember what that's called. It might just be called Mad Marge and Stonecutters, but they have released other material, but we haven't got it.
Right, okay.
Tony?
Yeah?
Do you got any gigs?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Yep, if you have any gigs for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play. It doesn't have to be in the UK, it is international, so do let me know. I haven't sent anything through again, so I am risking it with another Nottingham venue. So, on the next gig I can find is at the Rough Trade in town, so the record
I've
shop.
I've been there.
Yeah, above, I think it's above, isn't it? There's a venue above it.
Yeah.
Jeff Rosenstock, Doe, Brenos, Treehouse and Babe Punch. That's the 22nd of May, so that's next Monday, 7 p.m.
Right.
Brenos, Treehouse and Babe Punch are both Nottingham based. So if you are around, do see those. Doe from London, Jeff Rosenstock is from America.
You and your American ways, Tony.
I know, it's crazy.
You're like some damn Yankee.
I know. NZ. £9 in advance tickets. Door 7 p.m. Different. But I've not been to Rough Trade. It's on Broad Street. It's near the Broadway. So do, if you are in Nottingham, do check it out next Monday.
They've got good beer there, Tony.
Do they?
But it's a bit. I seem to remember being a bit pricey.
Could be.
But you know what? Only pricey in relative terms. I think if I'd bought a pint, if that Rough Trade venue was in London, I'd bought that. I wouldn't have minded.
Right.
But I think because of our cheap East Midlands ways, I think I was a bit... And, you know, a lot of people go to watch bands, they watch the bands, don't they?
Yeah.
But I get leathered.
Yeah, yeah. How much was the pint?
It's a bit pricey. I can't remember, it's a bit pricey.
Right, okay.
A bit pricey.
Hmm.
Yeah, but anyway, great venue. Looks really good from the outside as well, very, very simple.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. But that's all I have, though.
I was struck by the blackboard.
You were struck by the blackboard? Did you see
not
them?
Actually hit by it. I just thought it was a good blackboard. I wasn't walking past
it.
Same
with blame this
decided to stand up and twat me. That would have been a bit off-putting. Yeah. I've got a gig as well, Tony.
Okay, cool.
Every once in a while, I have a gig in the world. Yeah, and this week is no exception, so it's time for...
Polly Beach, picture gigs in the world. Yeah.
Yes! I'm so proud of that.
Excellent.
So my gig, Tony, it's going to bring us on to the next song. Now, I said that my reasons to go to Phoenix were legion.
Hmm.
Well, a part of Phoenix is coming to me, Tony.
Is it?
It is. On the 25th of May at the Boston Arms in that there, like, I think it's in Tuffnell Park. I have been there before. It's actually where I saw the Vickers, in fact. Boston Arms, Dirty Water are putting on The Darts and another band. Can't remember who the other band are, but the other band are really good as well. And so The Darts are over for a few dates. And I might be London way on the 25th of May, so I may well go.
Excellent.
I know, I'm quite excited. That's not absolutely definite, but I might go. So, yeah, and I don't know how much it is to get in, but it will be brilliant. And one way you can find out is probably going to, since we're about to play them, is go to The Darts Facebook page, which is...
Facebook.com/... The Darts Band.
Facebook.com/The Darts US. Now, the reason I only said it part of Phoenix is because The Darts are split into two members from Phoenix, two from Los Angeles. It's kind of... It's very much garage punk. It's absolutely brilliant. Anyway, back to here. But stay tuned for Missiles of October, who you will be hearing straight after that, and we'll tell you all about them after you've heard this. First up, it's Point of the Internet 2, Tony 4, and this is Take What I Need.
I'm
Clam Jouster.
Listen to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Missiles of October and the title track from their album Better Days, which is called
Better Days.
There you go. That's some Brussels sludge punk for you. When I first read that, I went Brussels sludge. Oh, I'm not sure I like that, but then I remembered it was a city and not the frankly appalling vegetable. Yeah, that's from their latest album Better Days. As I said, I think that's the second track we played off that time. We haven't played, if you remember, I said a lot of it we couldn't replay. It's because a lot of songs are quite long. But you can find out more about them via their Bandcamp page, which is
missilesoftober.bandcamp.com.
It is, it's Tony Five for the internet too. You've won it, Tony, for this week.
Excellent.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well, that's good going, isn't it? Missiles of October also feature members of Frau Blücher and the Drunken Horses that we've enjoyed on several occasions. Yeah, there you go. So, well, I will try and play one more track off the album if I can find one that's about the right length. Time.
Okay, cool.
Now then, are you doing anything this week?
Alcohol practice tomorrow.
Every time I go out the pub, it's alcohol practice. Yeah, exactly. I just can't seem to perfect it.
Yeah, I'm rubbish at it. We're steadily just plodding towards our gig August the 5th. It should be all right. We'll go, so that's about it, really. I think, apart from that, hopefully this garden's going to finish. That'd be nice. It's the longest job in the world. And that's about it, I think.
Well, I've got in the show notes that you haven't seen here, I've got passport exclamation mark, but I've already said to you that I'm going to tell you about that next week when I've actually gone and done it. Because this Friday, I'm driving to Peterborough to get my passport on the spot, there and then.
Okay.
Rather than getting it sent, because I didn't dare, because they say it can take up to 3 weeks for it to come when you do it online. Frankly, it should be a day. And obviously they charge you an extra £50 to go and see them. But anyway, it's going to cost me £128 to get a passport.
Right. But you need it, don't you? I think mine's
passport. Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do go abroad quite a lot, so I do, and I need it in time for the 3rd of June next time I'm in Oslo. So anyway, I'll get it on Friday. I'll tell you all about my, it's bound to be an adventure. I'm bound to mess things up.
Okay.
I'm bound to mess things up, Tim. But I'll tell you about my adventure next week. So I haven't got a lot of, so I'm doing a lot of writing work at present that I have alluded to. We are nearly reaching the point when I will tell you about the writing work, but that won't be till next week either. But then we have been waiting a long time for the story of your bum.
I think that's past it now.
I don't.
Don't you?
No. No, mate. I think the further back in history it goes, the easier it will be to retell it.
Right.
We've never heard it. I know you're reluctant. I know, I may have to bribe you in some way. Ooh. We'll have to find something out that I can do for you that means that you'd be happy to tell us about your bum. Wow. How many years ago was it?
2012. Blimey. 5 years ago.
But it was sorted.
2013.
Right.
It was from July 2012 to I think in February, but I think it actually went on longer than that. I think it was nearly a year.
That is a long time to have a bad bum.
It was, yes.
And I know I found the whole thing hilarious.
Everyone else did. I think it is generally funny.
But the thing is, I still can't
laugh about it.
Yeah, but I think it could be the greatest story ever told on Punky Radio. That's why I think it's biblical. It's epic.
Right, okay.
But anyway, I'm not forcing your hand here. Maybe, listeners, if you would like to hear about Tony's bum, email Tony at punkyray.com. Type in your email. Come on, Tony. Dish the dirt on your bum.
Wow.
How about this? If you get 10, will you tell us about your bum?
I think we're building it up a bit too much now.
No, I don't. I think it's very unlikely you'll get 10 emails, so this is a get out.
This is true, that's right, yeah.
I will check back every once in a while, find out how many emails you receive, and you do promise you tell the truth, yeah?
Of course, yeah.
All right, but you'll still not have to tell us about your bum.
Right.
Unless you get an influx of emails.
I just think it's been that long now, we've probably, I don't know if people care anymore about it, but yeah.
What do you mean? People didn't really know about it in the first place, Tony. We kept your bum under wraps.
As I generally do that, you're right, yeah. No, we'll see.
All right then.
Never say never.
Hey, look, I'm going to read you an email, Tony.
All right.
So let me get this email out now. So here it goes. Right, additionally, here we go. Right. This from Centurion Sect.
Cool.
Hi, Paul. Hope you're well and all things are good at Punky HQ. They are, thank you. It's been a while since you had any Centurion Sect nonsense stroke garbage. So here's a song about Kim Jong-un. Best wishes. Thanks very much, Centurion Sect. Yes, you are going to be hearing Centurion Sect now and a song about Kim Jong-un, Tone.
We're not going to start in the war, are we?
No, I think we'll be all right here.
Okay, cool.
But I do have to say that I don't know how they recorded this because it's got a proper intro to it, but then it sounds for all the world like it was recorded live.
Right.
They might have meant it that way, and that would make sense because it does sound very much, it's reminiscent of the Cramps' first album, Tony.
Right.
How this is recorded, clearly fans of said Cramps, I would say, but kind of with an English twist.
Okay.
Tony, what is Centurion Sect's Facebook page?
facebook.com/Centurion Sect.
It is. It's Tony Six, probably the internet too.
Hey.
You should not have the show notes more often, definitely.
I know, it works. Quirks of wonders.
It's helped fabulously well for you. This is Crazy Fat Kid.
North Korea's nuclear effort is the top threat to the United States. What would you do to deal with that reclusive country?
I would get China to make that guy disappear in one form or another very quickly. And let me tell you, people say,
how do you make him disappear and assassinate him?
Let me just tell you, no. Well, you know, I've heard of worse things, frankly. I mean, this guy's a bad dude.
Don't die, I'm so high, sir.
you're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Centurion. So, do you know, I'd like to see them live.
Are they from London based?
No, mate, they're from Whitstable. Oh. They're Kentish.
Okay.
I've got in brackets in the show notes, Whitstable Nutters.
Right.
You know, and yeah, we love hearing from them. They are my favourite band that wear pyjamas on stage. Can you name another band that have worn pyjamas on stage in the past, Tony?
No.
Everyone's favourite neo-rockabilly band, Restless, went through a phase in the late 80s of wearing pyjamas on stage.
Okay.
And no one even punched them.
Right.
It's incredible.
It is incredible.
They grew out of it. However, Centurion Sect do look rather marvellous in their gym jams.
Mm.
And they wrote a song called Pyjamas as well.
Oh.
Yeah, good. That I think we might have played. I'm not sure now. Anyway, thank you very much, Centurion Sect. Thanks for thinking of us when you write a song.
Yes.
Albeit about North Korea. We'll let that go. And hello to our listeners in North Korea.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. We just want to be a bit careful there, don't we?
Yeah.
Tony, have you got a twat?
No.
Fiddlesticks.
Hmm. Yeah. Don't forget, do email me your twats. I can't do this feature without you. So if you do have a twat to nominate, and I'm sure we are, again, amidst the snappiest of non-snap elections, you must have a twat. I keep reading all sorts of nonsense. So do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It is that simple. Get emailing, please. Thanks very much.
Yeah, do, because we like to get them. But it's all right, Tone, because I've still got Eurovision and Kitten Blood to go to.
Yes.
Right. So did you watch Eurovision? No,
yes.
Eurovision. No, Eurovision.
Yeah.
No, Eurovision. Oh, Eurovision. You did watch it. Tony, I'll just do my bit. I'll just say about me, and then I'd like to hear your thoughts on it. Right. So for those of you that don't know, around in the States and that mainly, but we once a year, there's a farce called the Eurovision Song Contest, where the UK historically do very badly. All we're trying to do now, judging by the commentary, is to get on the left-hand side of the board, and we're calling it a complete result. Lots of people, obviously, on Facebook were saying, well, we're going to do badly in Eurovision because of Brexit. Blah, 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 blah. Completely forgetting, of course, that half the countries in Eurovision aren't within the European Union, so don't give a rat's ass.
Mm.
Certainly, Israel and Australia weren't bothered about it. They both gave us good marks. And we sort of did all right. But there were some really, really bad songs in it.
It wasn't good, was it?
The song that won, I thought, was absolutely appalling.
Oh, it was a terrible song.
I can see why Portugal, it was their first time in 53 years.
Mm.
That was dreadful.
Well, it was a bad crowd. We didn't mean to watch it. It was just almost by default. We left it on while we looked for something else to watch. But there was just no clearly... Normally there's at least two or three songs we go, that's good, or there's a couple of
there was that random ska one the other year, wasn't there? It was really good.
There's normally a couple of good rocky or stiff alternative songs. They were all ballads or
hopeless,
awful,
hopeless and boring.
Europop.
What was that Italian thinking with the dancing monkey,
with the gorilla? No idea. Apparently that was a favourite.
Don't know.
Ridiculous.
Is like, and they had a couple of 17-year-olds in it, didn't they?
Did they?
Yeah, the Bulgarian was 17, wasn't he? The one who came second.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I didn't watch the vote. I watched the songs and I turned it off.
Oh, mate, you kind of don't need to know any more about the Eurovision Song Contest than a 17-year-old Bulgarian came second.
Yeah.
Pretty much sums it up. It was but it is glorious, Tony. It's glorious in its crapness. And I would recommend, I mean, I'm going to have a Eurovision party next year, I think.
Okay.
My mate Steve in the Duke's Arms has Eurovision parties.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
You say that with such happiness, Tony. And but I don't know whether he did last Saturday, but I will be seeing him on Thursday, so I'll find out. I might have a little Eurovision story from him. So that's that. Now, the last thing we got is Kitten Blood, Tony.
Kitten Blood.
Now, I've got to tell you about a young lady called Victoria, whose nickname is Scooby, who is the daughter of a bloke who used to be the landlord of a pub in Letchworth where I did a comedy show.
Right.
And that's how I got to know her. And it was when she was like 14 or 15, and she was a complete emo. And as soon as I met her, she was dressed all emo. I said, are you an emo? She went, yeah. I went, Kitten Blood! Right. And now... I've got that. Obviously, she's now a grown woman. This was years ago. She's now a grown woman and all that. But she's a Facebook friend. And, you know, you don't have a lot of interaction with a lot of Facebook friends, do you? But now it shows up when their birthdays are. Everyone says, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. The last 3 or 4 years, all of it, she's like, she's the female Aunt Thomas. You know Aunt Thomas, the drummer from Demented Our Go, that I just do some version of hi-hat on his birthday every year to wind him up.
Yeah.
He doesn't like hi-hats. He thinks anything with a hi-hat is automatically disco. And even though he's a brilliant drummer, he refuses to use a hi-hat. And that's why he can't get a job as a drummer, because everyone else wants a hi-hat. And every year on her birthday, I just write on her page, Kid and Blur. And every year she likes it, and I get a big laugh out of it. And it just, anyway, so that was that.
Okay.
That was that, really. We've got one song left, Tony.
Right.
One song left this week's show. From a band called The Burnt Tapes, Tony. And guess what?
What's that?
I've only had an email.
Ooh.
Right. This is, The Burnt Tapes. This is moving. So this email came from their label, but there was just one bit of it that really caught my attention, right?
Okay.
The Burnt Tapes. Moving from their hometown of Athens, Greece in 2013 to continue their studies and avoid mandatory conscription into the armed forces.
Wow.
The Burnt Tapes have spent the past 4 years adapting to life in the capital. I bet they're hiding.
Yeah.
And because Greece right now, I bet they're thinking we might have to strengthen our borders. What with all that Turkish nonsense? That crazy Erdogan dude.
Oh dear.
Gotta watch that, haven't you? So yeah, anyway, the Burnt Tapes, well done for moving to London. I hope you're having a fairly easy time there. You're not watching your backs too often.
Hopefully not.
So we're going to play a track for them right now. This is the only track you've been sent. This is their latest single. So I'm calling them because they're from Greece but now living in the capital. I'm calling this Greco London Punk, Tony.
Ooh.
How about that?
Very nice.
So it's fairly melodic punk, I'd go that far. Not like, what was that Greek band that we were, that Greek punk band we were, I can't remember the name. Oh, that's bad, isn't it? We played for a couple of years. We played a really big, I'm not talking about Acid Baby Jesus, I'm talking about that band that were, they'd never done a gig, they just recorded some stuff and then vanished, and then they got together to do a gig because everyone started liking it. I can't remember their name. Do you know what, I'm going to dig them out and do them from the vaults next week.
Okay, cool.
Alright, if I remember. Any road up. This is the Burnt Tapes, Tony. What is their Facebook page? Not that this matters, you've already won. What's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheBurntTapes.
Facebook.com/burnt.tapes. Paulie B and the Internet 3, Tony 6. Well done, mate. Good win this week.
Thank you very much.
Oh, Marie.
Worse, crawling.
that's about the size of it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed yourselves as much as we've enjoyed making the show. Tony, could you mention the internet stations that carry this show?
Yep, we're on Pudunk, which is pudunkradio.com. That's P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com. And we're on Radio Andrew, which is Radio Andrew. That's A-N-D-R-A.S-E.
And I have realised that I've mentioned seeing people in the Duke's Arms on Thursday night, but they hear the show a week late. So we had a good time last Thursday at the Duke's Arms.
Probably did.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo, a poo.
But you can.